It's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part of a discussion I had with former New York Police Detective John Baeza.
I noticed that when I moved from the Narcotics Division to Real Investigations, and I worked in the Special Victims Squad where I did child abuse and rape and so forth, and I had real victims to investigate and help. And what I noticed was for the entire borough of Manhattan, we only had about 22 or so detectives to investigate thousands of cases of rape and child abuse, where there were 600 to 1,000 investigators who were assigned to investigate victimless narcotics, so-called crimes. And I thought to myself, my gosh, you know, I have a stack of cases that are horrific crimes here, and I'm trying to juggle them, and there's no manpower here, but yet there's plenty of manpower trying to arrest people for this drug war. And it really hit home with me. And people really don't understand that the manpower assigned to the drug war really is just out of whack with what it should be assigned to. They should be really assigned to people who are really personally affected by crime, which is, you know, people who are robbed, people who are raped, child abuse, stuff like that. That's where you need the investigators, not to investigate this victimless crime of this alleged crime of the drug war.
Yeah. And John, I look at it like this, that, you know, we've been, I don't know, what's the word, whipped into submission, or over the century, in essence, that this has been going on. It's just become like leaning into a blustery wind. It's just something that we deal with, don't recognize that its impact on us. It's hard to put into exact words, but it's just become rote. It's just become the way it is, right?
It has, and people just think, you know, okay, this is the drug war, and this is... But they don't look... People are not looking. We're trying to educate them. People like you, people like me, people that are out there. Some of your guests, a lot of your guests, or your guests. We're trying to educate people that, hey, listen, this war is a failure. It's a fool's errand, and it's not working. It will never ever work, and it's a war on freedom. People want to put what they want to put into their bodies, and you know, you're never going to stop that. That's not going to stop. So once people, you know, get to realize that at some point, and they must realize it, because this war can't continue.
That was former New York Police Detective John Baeza. We'll have part 3 tomorrow. I'm Dean at DrugTruth.net.